It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now, the host of our program, the Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, November 30th, and we're at 9:36 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And, of course, joining me as always is the ever-capable public affairs specialist for the City of Biloxi, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
You remember last week she had that great Marcella Marceau thing.
Oh, not only was it I was so moved, and the stoic approach, the grandiose verbiage, the gregariousness of how she expressed herself. I was in awe.
Oh, I was in awe, too. You know, she was just, she looked like a deer in the headlights, and I've never seen that, huh?
Yeah, whatever, sure.
Whatever. Now, also joining us today, and she's here to talk about all of the holiday events, the Christmas events that we have coming up this weekend, is Parks and Recreation Director Sherry Bell. Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent.
Okay, I told you we were going to talk about something totally different. You have no idea what it is. We referred to it before we started the program, and there was a major announcement that came out of Edgewater Mall this week, and that major announcement was, number one, they are going to build a state-of-the-art 8-screen digital movie theater at the former location of Sears on the east side of the mall. They've been issued a permit, a demolition permit by the city. They're taking out the Sears structure now. They're hoping to have their building permit sometime in December, start work in January, if not December, have this thing up and running in November. How long has it been since we've had a bona fide movie theater in Biloxi, Sherry Bell?
When did United Artists leave after the hurricane?
Right.
I'm very excited. It's going to allow my summer camp another field trip, and we get to keep the monies in Biloxi and not give it to other cities.
But do you remember we had the Do Drive-In, the Don Drive-In, the Do, the Don, Silver the Screen. Beach. We had Silver Screen, which at one time was Cinema Tavern. We had the Surfside. We had the Avenue Theater, which was right here in downtown Biloxi. We had the Strand. And, of course, we had the one we always talk about today, the Sanger Theater, which went from vaudeville to movie releases at some point. But this is just really outstanding, and I'm so glad your Parks and Recreation Your summer camp will be able to use that.
Absolutely.
Well, that was good, wasn't it? That absolutely. The other thing they did at Edgewater Mall was they were able to extend the leases. Edgewater Mall, what makes it special is it was opened in 1963. More than 50 years it's been there, and it is the only shopping center in an environment that is climate controlled. Everybody's got strip malls, everybody's got things they can brag about, but nobody has an indoor shopping mall that offers 900,000 square feet of indoor climate-controlled shopping. So now, with the loss of Sears, they're going to be able to bring in the movie theaters. They're also going to have a big green space area right near the movie theaters. In the main mall itself, they have extended the leases for, help me, Cecilia, what are the three leases?
Dillard's, Belk, and JCPenney's.
Dillard's, Belk, and JCPenney account for 400,000 square feet of that 900,000 we talked about. In addition to this, in 2018, you're going to see Edgewater Mall do some work on upgrading all of its entrances and exits throughout the mall. They're going to do some renovations at food court. And as Mayor Gillich said, he knows when you see announcements like this, that means that the development community is excited about what they're seeing going on in Biloxi. He said, you see it over and over. Look at the hotels. We have three major hotels under construction right now.
You know, and the funny thing is, you just hit the nerve on that, Vincent. They're seeing all the development in Biloxi. That's why they renewed.
They know something's going on. Mm-hmm. They really do. And it was very wise of our friend Terry Powell, the general manager of Edgewater Mall, to go ahead and lock that down. If you want to know any of the details about all of this that we just talked about, you can find it on the city website. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton and Sherry Bell are going to tell you about a few other things that you can find on our website right now.
Yes, well, festivities actually kick off tonight, Thursday, November the 30th, with the lighting of the Biloxi Lighthouse. Festivities will start at 5:30, where people can gather. They'll get hot chocolate, cookies, be able to maybe buy some T-shirts, And
See Santa.
Yes, he will be there. And then Mayor Gillage at 6 o'clock will flip the lights, flip the switch and turn the lights on to the Biloxi Lighthouse. It's decorated in the 1960s era decorations, which stemmed from an old Joe Moran photograph that he took on New Year's Eve, I believe, in 1963.
And the reason he took that picture, it's been lost on us. We've failed to bring this up. The lighthouse, the landscape is snow draped. It snowed, and he went out there and took a picture. Joe Moran, of course, was the renowned artist here in Biloxi. Continue with the lineup.
Thank you. So that is tonight, and Lighting the Lighthouse is free. It's open to the public, so you can go out there and enjoy the festivities. And then also tonight at 6 p.m. at the Biloxi Yacht Club, is the Christmas on the Water Captains and Skippers meeting. Golly gee. Again, it'll be at the Biloxi Yacht Club at 6 p.m. It's open to the public, and it's really for registered boaters or people who want to register for the Christmas on the Water Parade that is this weekend. You get your information, boat pass, packet, boat numbers. They'll also have Christmas on the Water t-shirts available there. That's, again, 6 p.m. tonight at the Biloxi Yacht Club.
Will they allow steam vessels?
Well, you know, if one enters, you have to put it in and see if they accept it, if the committee does. But all that kicks off the festivities, and then tomorrow, Friday, we're going to have a lot going on. And Sherry Bell is here to tell us about it.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We have the children's 31st annual Christmas parade, which basically the children ride in a trailer and throw the beads and things like that. They line up at Gruitch. It starts at 6, and the route is, it begins on Howard Avenue at the Gruitch Center, goes west on Howard Avenue through Howard Avenue, south on Raynard Street, east on Jackson Street, and then south on Lemieux Street, ending at the Biloxi Town Green. Which after the parade, we will have the mayor come, and he will flip the switch for all the ornaments that are on Town Green. So, and then also there, we have hot chocolate cookies. They'll meet with Santa. And then we have the Key Club, who's going to do arts and crafts this year with the children. And then they'll get to decorate the tree also.
You've been looking. It seems like every year you come up with a little twist or something different or something that you can keep it vibrant. And the thing you did this year was the arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, yes.
Well, tell me a little more about it. What are they going
to
do?
Well, the Key Club came to me and they wanted to do some ornaments and put paint in them and just let the kids shake them up and then go either take them home or decorate the tree. And then they'll have some color sheets and things like that that's related to Christmas.
So whenever you light the Town Green, everything's over with. We all go home and wait on Christmas. Is that it?
No. Okay, we also have Finally Friday, right, Cecilia? I don't know a whole lot about Finally Friday, but...
Yeah, we have Finally Friday, of course, this Friday. It is in the Vue Marche area. It is actually organized by the businesses this time. So what they do is they're going to get together, have a little Christmas theme. The shops will be open after hours or extended hours so people can go down the Rue Magnolia area to the shops, maybe get some specials. A lot of them have little goodies out there for people to enjoy. Main Street is usually out there offering a $100 giveaway to a shop in downtown. So all that is, I believe it starts at 5 o'clock. I believe it's 5 to 8 on Friday.
And will they also have hot chocolate?
I'm sure some business will, because it might be a little cold out there. And then festivities continue Saturday with the Christmas in the City, the festival also in the Rue Magnolia downtown area. They have almost 100 booths, arts and crafts, food vendors, jewelry vendors out there selling their homemade goods. And also we're going to have performances by some local choirs will be out there.
Yeah. Now, this thing runs from when, this Christmas in the City?
Oh, the Christmas in the City is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Santa Claus will be there. You'll also be able to get the 2017 historic Howard Avenue ornament. That'll be for sale. And Main Street is usually there. They have a little booth, and they'll be selling Christmas in the City t-shirts and then ornaments from the past years that's still available that you can get. But again, this year's ornament, we had Kay Miller that was on our show a couple weeks ago and talked about the ornament, which is the Howard Avenue, which kind of goes around with the theme, the mayor's initiative for the downtown revitalization, and it kind of goes along with all the activities because they're all down in that Howard Avenue area.
You're not going to ask her what they're going to be serving at Christmas in the City?
Will they have hot chocolate?
I'm sure they will, but they'll also have the ladies will be out there selling pusheradas. And I mean, I know every year when I'm walking around, the people are already lined up at their booth before the ladies even get there. So it's a very hot item. So if you want pusheradas, make sure you get there early. It starts at 10 a.m. Then Saturday evening, the Christmas on the Water events end with the Christmas on the Water boat parade, where boats will be decorated with lights and go along the Mississippi Sound from Porter Avenue all the way to Point Cadet. So, and of course, that's 6 o'clock. It's free. You know, just view anywhere along the area and watch the boat of parades.
From the Biloxi Lighthouse on, essentially down to the Golden Nugget, just about. And then what they'll do is they turn around, then they come and park in the channel right around the Biloxi Yacht Club. And those fireworks are getting worse and worse, aren't they?
Worse and worse. Yes, but they're getting better.
They're getting
and,
great.
Yes.
Great. Well, come on, play along with us.
They're getting better. Great show.
And there's hot chocolate.
Yeah, and we want to thank Rusty David for pulling a lot of this together. Your department is in a supporting role on this, a huge supporting role, because you started on this like, what, months ago?
We started on it probably about 3 weeks ago, putting all the ornaments out at Town Green. And then, of course, we do all the logistics, stage, tables, chairs. So. Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much everything there is to do with it. And when you say ornaments on a town green, you're not just talking about little things that are on a little Christmas tree.
No, we're talking anywhere from 6 to 10 foot ornaments mm-hmm. that we have to change all the bulbs, different colors. We try to do an assortment of colors to make it look like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What else, Cecilia?
Yeah, so that's just a bunch of holiday Christmas events to start this weekend. As always, our information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us. We have on the very front page a little decorated boat. Just click on it, and it'll give you the listing of all these holiday events and flyers with more information.
I'm not done, Vincent.
No, go ahead. That's
we fine. Have the first annual Christmas in Wool Market parade. So, and that route begins at Shorecrest Road, south of the bridge at Eagle Point. Travels north on Shorecrest, east on Lorraine Road, north on John Lee Road, ending at the Wool Market School.
And we got all of that on the, I'm sorry, we got all of that on the city's website, the map. But
yes.
Tell me about the parade. When is it? And how many floats you think you're going to have, or how many units?
Yep. It's December 9th. It starts at 2:30, and we're looking at probably, I think right now they have about 30 floats. And they're still asking people to come out with trucks, trailers, whatever they have. Following that, at the gym, they will decorate a tree, see Santa, and drink hot chocolate and cookies.
I was hoping for that hot chocolate.
Yes, and of course, again, that is Saturday, December the 9th. If you go to the website, biloxi.ms.us, or if you have any questions, you can call the Ward 7 council member, Nathan Barrett, at 228-547-5816. And again, all that information is online on our website.
Okay, to review, I wanted to make sure that I said this, that remember, it's going to be the Biloxi Lighthouse tonight. There's also going to be the captains. It's Thursday. There's also going to be the captains meeting tonight. Then on Friday, we have the children's walking parade, which goes down to the town green, and that's where they're going to light the town green. Then we wake up on Saturday, and we have Christmas in the city. And then after that, we have the signature event of the entire weekend, the Christmas on the Water Boat Parade. So does that pretty much hit every one of the things?
For the next 2 weeks, yes, you left off finally Friday in the downtown area.
And Cecilia Dobbs has one last thing to close the show out.
Actually, one thing, and then I'm going to pass it over to you for one thing. Also this weekend, other little activities that are going on besides Christmas is for Saturday, December the 2nd, from 9 to noon, is the Biloxi Youth Basketball Registration, open to ages 6 to 15, Donald Snyder Center, again, 9 to noon. It's free to go to the event, but you do have to pay fees for your child to register, $30 for one child, $50 for two, $75 for three, and for non-Biloxi residents, it's $50. And again, at the Snyder Center between 9 and noon. And then also Saturday, we have something else going on over at the police garage.
Oh, yes. Good point. Just in time for Christmas, we got the huge public auction. And it's an absolute auction, which means that if it's there, it's going to be sold. We're talking about cars. We're talking about some of them are pre-wrecked. If you're looking for a good pre-wrecked car, that's where you want to go. Some of them are top-of-the-line BMWs. Somebody said, well, why would we have a BMW? Because it was seized in some type of operation. You're looking at a whole line of cars. You're looking at electronics. You're looking at jewelry, any kind of thing like that, you go out there on Friday at 9 in the morning, you can walk through it and see it all. Then when you come on Saturday, that's when the big show is. I think it starts at 9 in the morning. You got to pay $10 to get in, and it's a show because Nick Clark is the auctioneer, and he does a great job.
And bring your own hot chocolate.
Yeah, they will have a concession stand there that probably will have hot chocolate for a nominal fee. That a lot of times they do that. Is there anything else now that we didn't discuss?
We still have a lot of things going on, Vincent. December 13th and 14th is our annual North Pole calling, which if the parents will fill out the forms, mm-hmm. Santa will be calling them. The forms have been delivered to the schools. Mm-hmm. We have them at Edgewater Mall. And then they can, of course, get them at my office at the Armory in Hilla Park. And then on the 15th, we have our special needs annual Christmas party, mm-hmm. too.
You know, the fun thing is, folks, you ought to, if you have a small one, it is such a treat to have Santa call your home. If you can avail yourself, sign up for it. It's really well-received, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. I love it. I sit in the background and I listen to the kids, and it's really, it's funny, and then some of it's very heartwarming.
We use kids from what?
Well, this year we're using kids from the ROTC, and then the fire department men jump in, and so do some of the police.
It's got to be a great experience for them and on the other end. And the reason Sherry says these forms are so important because they give us an idea of what to tell Santa on when to call. Mm-hmm. And they also give us a really good idea on some insight into what Santa might have in his sleigh for this particular child he's talking to. We don't want to put anybody in a bad position by making promises. But the forms help set up the time for Santa or one of his helpers to call and some talking points. So I think that wraps up everything. One day soon, we're going to have an agenda for this show, William, where we won't be jumping all around and everything. How's that?
Well, that's half the fun, you know, up and down and round and round. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for listening to City Desk News and Views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.